恩主，我们求你在这个时候，你鉴察我们每一个人的心思意念。主，你知道我们的意念，你也知道我们一切所行的。
主，
恩主，你今天允许我们有这样的聚会，你有你自己的意思。
主，
主，我们这一班400多位人弟兄姊妹，都是你自己重价用宝血买赎回来的。
主。
主，在你的手中，在你的眼中的看为宝贵。主，我们今天坐在这里听你自己的话语。主，我们求主你叫我们打开我们的心来听你自己的话语。恩主，我们当中有许多已经走上全时间的服事。恩主，求你教导我们学习你的样式，柔和谦卑。主，你给我们有远大的眼光。主，你让我们不是单单看到我们的脚趾头，你让我们看到更远的世界。主啊，我们祈求你给我们有广大的心。我们谢谢我们的恩主。主，我们当中有许多已经在神学院有心全时间服侍的，愿主你自己保守我们奉献的心智。哦，主，你带领我们，叫我们真是紧紧的跟随你，快跑的跟随你。恩主，我们当中有些也许我们还不晓得我们侍奉的方向，我们侍奉的目的的，求主用你自己的宝贝的话语来指引我们。哦，恩主，我们谢谢你。主，我们求你再一次用你自己的爱来激励我们。哦，主啊，叫我们真是能够甘心的服侍你。哦，恩主，求你教导我们，真是我们不是在这边，刚刚在这个会场里边我们受感动，主，我们出去要为你做见证。我们谢谢我们的恩主。主，我们愿你自己鉴察我们在你面前的祈求。主，我们知道合你心意的祈求都是会蒙你悦纳的。主，我们这样祷告不配，是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
阿们，请坐。
刚才我们听这个温大夫所唱的诗歌，我们的姊妹所做的诗歌，好像就预备了我讲道的心。
I really thank the Lord as I listened to the hymn presented by Dr. Nguyen, written by our sister. It's like my heart's been prepared.
我相信诗歌也预备了我们每一位听到的心。
And I trust that it has also prepared the heart of every one of us to receive the Lord's message.
因为我这一次来这里讲道，我觉得有个两个难处。
This time when I come here, I felt two obstacles.
两个难处神都带领我过去了。
And the Lord has helped me to transcend these.
第一个难处就是我伤风感冒。
The first problem is my cold.
这几天我觉得有时候很热，有时候很冷，好像不容易睡觉，我觉得全身很不舒服。
I've felt both the chills and the fevers during these couple days, and I really don't feel very comfortable.
但是呢，就在今天早晨开始啊，就开始好了。
But starting this morning, I really feel well.
这神的恩典够用的。
His grace is sufficient.
那么第二呢，我就觉得这一次的题目很难讲。
Secondly, I felt this topic is very difficult.
大会要我讲的题目是教会影响世界。
And I was assigned the topic of the church influencing the world.
好像这个题目非常的大。
That's such a big topic.
教会有没有可能影响世界呢？
Can the church really have impact in the world?
好像我们自己有自卑感的想法，觉得不可能。
Sometimes we think very negatively and we feel that's impossible.
所以我觉得这个题目不容易讲啊。
Therefore, I feel this topic is very difficult to preach on.
但是呢，我们从圣经里面我们看见了这个题目可以大题小做。
But from the scripture, we can see that this is a reallySmall matter with the Bible.
神的心意实在是叫我们教会要影响世界。
It is the Lord's will for the church to have impact in the world.
我们也看见有少数的教会啊，是影响了世界了。
And then we have seen a few churches, which have done that.
但是也有第二种的教会啊，关起门来同世界没有关系，世界里做世界，我教会做教会。
But there's a second kind of church which prefer to close their door to the world and let the world be the way it is, and the church will be its own way.
最可惜呢，有第三种的教会，就是不单不会影响世界， 反而被世界影响了。
But there's still the third kind of church, which not only does not impact the world, but let the world influence itself.
世界有的，教会也有。
You can find what you can find in the world, you can find it in the church also.
世界有的罪恶，在教会里面也有那个罪恶。
The sin in the world, you can discover it in the church.
这是非常可惜的一件事。
It's so very pitiful.
那这三种的情形，我要问问各位，你的教会是怎么样？
From all these three situations, let me ask you, which one is your church?
你的教会是影响世界吗？
Does your church influence the world?
还是你的教会是被世界的影响？
Or your church is influenced by the world?
或者你的教会是关了门，同世界没有关系？
Or the door of your church is closed to the world?
我想这是今天我们要思想的中心的问题。
This is the central theme we must think about today.
那么现在我们要从圣经里面来看一看。
Let's first of all look at the Bible.
请各位来看《创世纪》十二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 12.
我们从第一节读到第三节。
We will read verse 1 through 3.
时间的关系用英文读就好了。
The Lord has said to Abraham, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you.I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
这里最后几句话说，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Here it says, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
那么地上的万族是不是因着亚伯拉罕得福呢？
Has all the peoples in the world been blessed through Abraham?
好像我们不大明白。
And this does not seem to be very clear.
但是我们看二十二章就明白了。
But we will understand if we read chapter 22.
请看创世纪二十二章。
Please turn to Genesis 22.
从十六节我们读到十八节。
From verse 16 to 18. And said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me.
我们从这里看见呢，万国因亚伯拉罕得福，是因为他的后裔而得福的。
Here we see the nations are blessed.Through Abraham, from his offspring.
他本身没有创立一个国家。
He himself did not establish a nation.
他本身也没有设一个教会。
He himself did not establish a church.
他本身更没有创立一个宗教。
He did not establish a religion.
所以亚伯拉罕本身呢，要叫万国万族得福啊，是用什么方法的呢？
So how could Abraham, bless all the nations?
是因为神使用他的后裔。
Because God uses his offspring.
他的后裔是谁呢？
And who is his offspring?
当然我们会知道，按着肉身来讲，主耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
By the flesh we know that Jesus Christ is a son of Abraham.
这是马太福音第一章第一节告诉我们的。
That's how he is described in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
主耶稣基督按着肉身来讲是亚伯拉罕的后裔，他的救恩叫万国万族得福。
According to the flesh, Jesus Christ was the son of Abraham, and his salvation caused blessing to all people.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们也可以说是指着以色列人。
We can also say the offspring of Abraham are the Israelites.
以色列人有许多的失败，什么地方叫万国万族得福呢？
But Israelites had many failures, and how could they have been blessings for nations?
以色列人虽然常常失败，但是他们呢，只有相信保守独一。这真神这个信仰是叫万国万族得到帮助的。
The Israelites had many of their own failures, but one thing they preserved, that is the faith in the one true God, and that faith caused blessing to all the nations.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们从罗马书第四章我们可以看见，基督徒按着属灵的讲也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And Romans chapter 4 verse 11 teaches us that The offspring of Abraham spiritually are the Christians.
亚伯拉罕是因信称义。
Abraham was declared righteous because of his faith.
我们现在每一位因着信心也是因信称义。
And each one of us justified by faith.
我们在属灵方面说是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Spiritually speaking, we are descendants of Abraham.
那么我们用什么叫万族万万国得福呢？
But how can we bring blessing to all nations?
那就是传扬主耶稣基督的福音。
That is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们如果传扬福音一直到地极，那是叫万国万族得福的。
If we bear witness for him to the end of the world, we will bring blessing to the whole world.
我们从这个大使命来看。
And looking at the Great Commission.
我们第一天晚上就看见了马太福音二十八章。
The first night we studied Matthew 28.
主耶稣基督说天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
Jesus said, authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去。
Therefore go.
去做什么呢？
And what do you go to do?
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
那个万民就是指着全世界的人。
All nations means all people of the world.
我们为着耶稣而出去。
We go for the sake of Jesus Christ.
我们传扬基督的福音。
Spreading his gospel.
叫人悔改相信耶稣。
That through repentance, men believe in him.
这个就叫普世的人得到福气的。
That brings blessings for all the people.
我们看见初期的教会就是这样做。
That's what the early church did.
他们领受了这个大使命。
After receiving the Great Commission,
他们从这个安提阿就开始把福音传到全世界。
Starting from Antioch, they spread the gospel to the whole world.
保罗、巴拿巴先出去。
Paul and Barnabas first went out.
以后教会相传下来，告诉我们说，安提阿的教会派了不少的宣教师到这个欧洲去，到世界各地去。
We were told from historical records that the church at Antioch later on also sent many missionaries to Asia Minor and then a day world.
我们看见福音从安提阿出去，一直到欧洲，从欧洲就到了全世界。
The gospel spread from Antioch to Europe and from Europe to the whole world.
所以我们从圣经里面可以知道，教会可以影响世界。
So from the scripture we see that indeed the church can impact the world.
这是神的心意的。
And this is God's will.
我们从教会历史里面又可以看见。
And from church history, we can also see
第三世纪以前可以说整个欧洲或者西方是希腊的文化。
You can say before the 3rd century, all Europe, all the Western world is influenced under the Greek culture.
到了第四世纪以后，就西方的文化就称为基督教的文化。
By the 14th century, the Western civilization is a Christian civilization.
无论在意识方面
whether it's in the
艺术
in arts
无论是在音乐方面
or in music
无论是在政治方面
or in politics
无论是在文字方面
or in literature
无论在教育方面
or in theology
无论是在医学方面
education or medication
无论是在民主的制度上面
or in theHumans, government systems,
都受这个圣经的影响，都受教会的影响。
We see the impact of the Bible and the church.
所以我们看出来，教会是可以影响社会的。
So indeed, the church can influence the society.
教会是可以影响整个的世界的。
The church can influence the whole world.
今天我们住在北美洲的人
，We who live in North America today,
我们享受了这个自由，享受了这个民主。
We enjoy the freedom that we have.
如果我们研究这个历史的话，我们就觉得在应该佩服这个加尔文在瑞士所做的。瑞士，澳洲瑞士那个国家。
We see the similar thing in Switzerland.
这是加尔文那个。
Oh,
the
Carmen in Switzerland.
他在那边带领瑞士的教会。
He led a similar church over there.
他同时就带领瑞士的国家。
And at the same time, leading the nation of Switzerland.
他是用民主的方法来带领、来治理那个国家的。
He ruled the nation with democracy.
因此就影响到欧洲，影响到美洲。
And that has its impact in Europe and in America.
所以我们看出来，无论从那一方面，文化。就包括了政治、军事各方面，
都是受基督教的影响。
So whichever way you look, you see the civilization, including the politics and the military, it's all influenced by Christianity.
就是今天美国很多的大学
even in many colleges of the United States,
他们的早期也都是教会所设立的。
They were established by churches.
今天的教会怎么样呢？
What about the church today?
今天的教会从世界里面一直退到我们自己关起门来。
The church, they keep on backing off from the world until they close their door completely.
所以今天摩式的教会，我们应该重新思想一下，我们对于世界的贡献是什么。
The church at the end of the age must think again. What's our contribution to the world?
当然，对于世界有很多事情要做，但是最重要的还是传福音。
There are many things we must do for the world, but the most important thing is to preach the gospel.
如果人的心没有改变，那么你用什么方法去帮助他们，都是暂时的，都是不会长久的。
If the human heart is not changed, whatever else you do are going to be temporary.
我们在历史里边，我们看见有些教会特别有具体的贡献。
And in history, we see a number of churches which make very definite contributions.
虽然他们初期是注重传福音，但是以后就影响到社会的改变。
They started out preaching the gospel, later on have impact in the whole society.
在我的讲义里面，我特别有提出来德国的十八世纪德国的弟兄会，那个莫拉维亚的弟兄会。
In my notes, I've mentioned in Germany in the 18th century, the Moravians, the brothers, the Moravian brothers.
他们非常难得，这个每12个基督徒，他们就差派了一个传教士。
From that denomination, among every 12 believers, they have one missionary.
他们到现在有3000多的传教士在世界各地。
Today they have more than 3,000 missionaries in every different parts of the world.
我们也要提一提，就是约翰·韦斯利。
We also like to mention John Wesley.
他本来就在英国伦敦。在开始第一个教会
He started his first church in London.
但是今天普世里面有许许多多这个卫理宗的教会
But today there are so many different Methodist churches in the world.
第三个我们要提出来的就是北美洲的宣道会
Thirdly, the Christian Mission Alliance from North America.
他们现在也有1000多以上的宣教师在40多个国家
They have over 1,000 missionaries in over 40 nations.
我记得宣道会里面有一位宣教师告诉我一个见证。
A missionary from the alliance gave me a testimony.
这个见证对我们华人是一个很厉害的挑战。
It is really a challenge to the Chinese Christians.
这个见证就提到这个 Dr. A.B. Simpson.
And he told me about Dr. Simpson.
他在纽约那个地方组织教会要派宣教师
He started church in New York wanting to send missionaries.
他最初的意思本身要到中国去做宣教师的
He himself wanted to go to China.
但是因为他的身体有问题，那么医生没有 OK， 所以他不能去
But because of his health problem, the doctor did not allow him to go.
那个宣教师告诉我
And this missionary told me,
每天早晨，宣教博士总是把世界地图放在耶稣的面前。
Every morning, Dr. Simpson bring the Church of the World before Jesus Christ.
他总是按手在中国大陆那一部分放在那边祷告。
He always put his hand on the map of China and prayed.
他说：“主啊，我本身不能去，我要恳求你派许许多多的北美宣教师到中国大陆去。”
So Lord, I myself cannot go, but I do pray that you send many, many missionaries to China.
我就问这个宣教师是祷告一次吗？
And I asked this missionary, did he just pray this way once?
哦，他说不是的，是天天这样祷告的。
He said, no, he prayed like this every day.
一直祷告到死的。
Until the day he died.
20多年以前，我听了这个见证，我很受感动。
When I heard this testimony more than 20 years ago, I was really touched.
他是一个美国人，他怎样会这样爱中国人呢？
Being an American, how could he have such love for the Chinese?
我是中国人，我为什么没有这样爱中国人呢？
I myself am a Chinese. Why don't I love the Chinese this way?
我为什么不会像他也爱这个其他国家的人呢？
Why don't I have the kind of love he has for other peoples?
我受光照，我受责备。
And the Lord gave me illumination, and I was rebuked.
所以从那一天开始，我不敢不为有福音需要的地区祷告。
From that day on, I do not dare, to stop praying for the all the places which need the gospel.
特别纪念到全世界四分之一这个中国人为中国人祷告。
Especially the Chinese, which occupied one quarter of the world's population.
我这个讲义里边也提到这个美兰浸信会。
In my notes, you would also find, the American Southern Baptist Convention.
如果我没有讲错，他们现在有3000多的这个宣教师遍布在世界各地。
If I'm not mistaken, they have over 3,000 missionaries today in all different parts of the world.
有100个国家以上。
Covering more than 100 nations.
我们晓得美兰浸信会很注重基督教的教育。
The Southern Baptist Convention place importance in Christian education.
那么这一个基督教的教育，一方面可以得到许多人做基督徒，另外一方面对社会、国家、世界的贡献很大。
On one hand, this education can help many people to come to know the Lord. On the other hand, it will make great contribution to the different societies.
我们也应该这样的学习。
And we need to learn that.
要借助基督教的教育来影响世界。
To influence the world through Christian education.
那么这些都是历史性的这个见证。
And all these are historical testimonies.
我们不妨来看看比较靠近的，而且有些中国的教会同中国有关系的。
Let's look at some more modern day churches and maybe some Chinese churches.
在这里我们不敢忘记，就是内地会 OMF.
But we cannot forget OMF.
我想大家心里面都有这样同我同感，一提到这个内地会 OMF 的话，那么他们的信心，他们那个刻苦，他们那个热心，就影响到我们许多基督徒的心灵。
But I'm sure that you feel the same way as I do. The co-workers in the OMF, the willingness they are to suffer a lot of difficulty, how diligently they work, they impact our lives.
内地会不单是影响中国教会，也是影响中国的大陆。
The OMF not only influence the Chinese church, but also influence the whole mainland China.
不少的人到中国大陆去访问，就发现河南那个省许多的基督徒。
And when many people go to mainland China for a visit, they discover there are a lot of Christians in the province of Henan.
为什么内地的河南有这么多人相信耶稣呢
？How is it that there are so many Christians in Henan province?
那我们不能不归功于内地会以前在河南省做的工作是最多的。
We must give the credit to OMF.They did a lot of ministry in that province.
因为有许多内地会的宣教师在那边，他们流汗，他们流血。
Many of their missionaries sweat and bled there.
所以今天有福音的种子。
And therefore we see the seeds of the gospel.
有福音的果子。
And the fruit of the gospel.
这些都是对中国大陆的贡献。
And all these are contributions to mainland China.
那么我们也想到这个香港有一个中华宣道会。
We also remember the Chinese Union Evangelical Church in Hong Kong.
就是田俊辉牧师在那边带领的。
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a Christian Alliance Church, which is led by Reverend Philip Tan.
他带领那个教会也有差不多有10几个以上的宣教师到国外去。
From the that church, there are more than 10 missionaries sent out.
他最高的时候，他曾经派过30多位的宣教师到海外去。
And at some time, they sent more than 30 missionaries overseas.
那么这种的工作也是对我们众教会一个很厉害的鼓励。
And That example is a great encouragement for our for us also.
在这里也允许我提一提，在菲律宾有几个教会充斥于拆船的事工。
Permit me to mention a few churches in Philippines which are involved in missionary work.
我没有时间提到许多西差会在菲律宾所做的。
We don't have the time to share about the Western missionary boards and their ministry in Philippines.
但是要鼓励我们华人的教会，就不能不提到华其中的华人的教会的工作。
But for our encouragement, we must mention the Chinese work over there.
那边无论是中华基督教会，或者是基督教灵会堂
，whether it's a Chinese Union Evangelical Church or Grace Gospel Church，
都有派宣教师向菲律宾人做工，也向那些山上少数民族的人做工。
They have sent missionaries to work among the Philippines and also among the mountain tribal people.
有一个见证，我喜欢在这里提一提。
I'd like to mention to you one testimony.
就是福音改变了那个少数的民族。
Is that the gospel changed those mountain tribal people?
我记得1959年我离开香港到菲律宾。
I remember in 1959 I left Hong Kong for Philippines.
我常常带领青年布道队到乡下去传福音。
I used to lead youth gospel teams to go into the villages.
我很怕那个山上的少数民族，所以我就告诉那些青年布道队的队员，我说如果你们发现那些山上的土人下山了、要杀人的时候，你要赶快通知我，你不通知我的话，我的头就不见了。
We were fearful of the headhunters, those tribal people who live in the mountain. Told the young people that watch out for them. If you see any, let's be warned, or else we might lose our heads.
那些少数民族，我们中国人叫他就是杀人头的民族啊，他看见人了就杀头，头就带到山上去。
We call them headhunters. When they see outsiders, they cut their head off.
我们非常惧怕。
And we are very scared of them.
虽然他们不是天天下山啊，一年里面总有几次下山要杀我们中国人，而且杀菲律宾人的。
It's good that they didn't come down every day, but several times a year they come down and hunt for heads.
以后我们就觉得他们的灵魂同我们一样的宝贵，为什么我们不把福音传给他们，把他们改变过来呢？
Later on, we felt that their souls are just as valuable as ours. Why don't we share with them the gospel and change them?
因此，我们中国人、菲律宾人还有这个纽特拉米省那边来的，那么大家合作，就派宣教师到山上去了。
And so the Filipinos, the Chinese, and the people from the New Tribe Missions, we worked together and went into the mountains.
那到现在啊，就没有看见他们下山杀人了。
And now they no longer come down for head hunting.
因为他们差不多三分之一以上的人信了耶稣了。
More than one third of them have become Christians.
甚至于他们土人也有人下山了、这个练身学，也回去做牧师了。
Even some of them came down to attend seminaries and return to be pastors.
所以给我看见教会可以改变社会。
Therefore, the church can change the world.
用什么去改变他们呢？
But with what?
就用耶稣基督的福音。
With the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以得到一个结论。
Therefore, we can have this conclusion.
今天我们从圣经里面看见神的心意。
From the scriptures, we see the will of God.
教会传扬福音。
For the church to spread the gospel.
对上面来讲，我们是完成主耶稣基督给我们的托付。
To him, that's accomplishing the commission he has entrusted to us.
对人来讲，我们只可以改变社会，改变这个世界。
To man, we can bring changes to the world, to human society.
所以在基督方面来说，我们的教会无论如何，我们要有一个很高的理想，我们要影响这个世界。
Therefore, our church must have this high goal that we want to have impact in the world.
目标是那么的高啊，那么我们应该从什么地方做起呢？
With such a high goal, where shall we start?
我在这里有提出来，我们每一个教会应该先要注意教会的增长。
I suggested that every church must pay attention to the church growth.
如果以数量来讲，我们本堂的会友，我们是应该增长的。
Quantitatively speaking, we should increase in our membership.
还有呢，我们应该有注意到延伸的增长。
We also need to grow by extension.
就是教会要产生教会。
And that church begets church.
应该有产生第一个分堂，第二个分堂，以后每一个堂都让他们独立。
The first daughter church, the second one, later on, they all become on their own.
在本城里面，或者在别的城里面。
in your own city and in other cities.
我们也要做到一个地步，叫做跨越的增长。
And we also need to transcend that.
就是派宣教师到别的国家，到海外，在那边传福音，在那边设立教会。
That is to send missionaries overseas in the foreign land and foreign grounds to establish churches over there.
如果要打我们的心灵
，and all ministry starts from our heart.
我们心灵不对，我们的工作就不对。
If the heart is not right, the work will not be right.
我们里面不对，我们外面就不对。
If what's inside is wrong, what's outside will also be.
如果想在外面传福音、做差传，必须里面有这样的负担，里面有这样的关怀。
If we want to do missions work, we must have this concern in our hearts.
有人问我，1961年我在菲律宾开始发动差传，究竟是怎么发动的呢？
Some people ask me, how did I start the mission work in 1961?
当然，我从圣经里面有这样的负担。
Of course, from the scripture, I start to have the burden.
西方教会，西方的差会对我也是一个勉励。
And the Western missions, they have been encouragement to me also.
那么当我要发动我那个教会做差传的时候
，When I start the missions program in my church,
我先回到香港去。
First of all, I return to Hong Kong.
在那边祷告一个月。
And I prayed there a month.
然后就回去了。
And then I went back to Philippines.
我到了曼尼拉的时候。
When I arrived at Manila,
我第一次的讲道
and my first sermon there,
我说亲爱的弟兄姊妹
I said, dear brothers and sisters,
我前几天从香港回来了
few days ago I returned from Hong Kong,
我带了许多的礼物要送给你们
I brought with me many gifts,
我这个礼物都放在讲台上面了
and I put all my gifts on the pulpit,
他们这个100多个眼睛呢都看这个讲台一点东西都没有
and all their eyes were looking at the pulpit, they don't see anything,
他们以为我是讲错了
They thought that I made a mistake.
我说我没有讲错。
He said, I didn't make a mistake.
这个礼物是属灵的，眼睛看不见的。
He said, except with spiritual eyes, you cannot see.
这个礼物啊，就是属灵的地球。
And this present is a spiritual globe.
我说神爱世人。
God loved the world.
我们是他的儿女。
We are his children.
我们也应该爱世人。
We are also to love the world.
基督徒也应该爱世人。
And all Christians need to love the people of the world.
神的爱心比地球还要大。
God's love is greater than a globe.
我们最少要地球那么大。
And our love must at least cover the globe.
所以我今天奉主的名，把属灵的地球放在弟兄姊妹的心里面。
Therefore, by the name of the Lord, I place a spiritual globe in your heart.
然后我开始讲道了。
And then I started my sermon.
就是发动差传的道。
That is a missionary sermon.
因为他们都接受了。
Because they have accepted it.
所以以后我发动差传的工作非常的容易。
So later on, it was very easy for me to start the missions ministry.
以后达到一个地步，全体总动员参与这个差传的侍奉。
Later on, we went as far as mobilizing the whole congregation for missions work.
我觉得那个基督徒的心是最重要的。
And I feel the heart of the Christian is most important.
他那个心灵预备好，你叫他出去，他就会出去的。
If his heart is prepared, you ask him to go, he will.
今天我们要学习的就是这一点。
What we need to learn is this.
我们的心要出去。
Our heart must go out.
跟着我们这个人要出去。
And then we ourselves must go out.
这20多年来，我们做差传的工作，觉得最难最难的在哪里呢？
What's the most difficult thing we confronted during the past 20 years?
不是没有钱。
It's not lack of money.
中国的教会不是没有钱。
The Chinese churches are by no means poor.
乃是没有人。
But we don't have the people.
是不是没有人才呢？
Is it because we don't have the
不是的。
gifts? No.
很多的人才。
There are many talents.
就是人才不肯出来。
But the talented people are not willing to come out.
我们要看见主耶稣基督给我们最大的使命是告诉我们什么呢？
But what the Lord's Great Commission tells us?
你们要往普天下去。
Go.
传福音给万民听。
Preach the gospel to all the nations.
我们要出来。
We must go.
我们刚才听的那一首诗歌是说什么呢？
What did the hymn we heard about?
三位一体的神对我们说。
The triune God said to us.
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall we send?
谁肯为我们去呢？
Who can go for us?
今天的教会痛苦在做差传的时候没有宣教士。
The problem of the church for is that when they are doing missions work, they have nobody to send.
今天的神 呼召我们，没有人肯答应他。
The Lord calls us today, but no one is willing to go.
如果我们中国人不答应他，
If the Chinese are not willing,
我想别个国家的人会答应他。
I think people from other nations will.
神的工作照样要做的。
The work of the Lord will be accomplished.
但是我们这一班人就很大很大的亏欠。
But then we would suffer great loss.
跟着第三点就是钱要出去。
Thirdly, the money must go out.
我们的祷告更要出去。
And our prayer must go out.
因为这是一个很厉害的属灵的征战。
This is a very severe spiritual warfare.
如果不是靠着好好的祷告。
Without prayer.
差传的工作不会成功的。
The mission's work will not be successful.
今天我就讲到这里。
I will conclude my sermon here today.
我们的目标应该放得很高。
We should set very high goals.
从圣经的指示，我们也晓得神对我们的盼望是这样的。
From the teaching of the scripture, we know God expects that from us.
我们的教会应该影响社会，影响世界。
Our church must influence the society, the world.
用什么去影响他们呢？
How to do that?
最好的就是传福音。
The best way is to preach the gospel.
把人改变过来。
And change the hearts of men.
一切的问题都容易解决。
And then every other problems will be easy to solve.
求主帮助我们每一位。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们愿意做一个宣教士。
That we will be willing to be a missionary.
让每一个教会都有许多宣教师差遣出去。
That every church will have many people to send out as missionaries.
请大家低头祷告。
Shall we all bow and pray?
天父啊，我们谢谢你，因为借着这一堂，你再次向我们挑战，向我们说话。但愿你的话不会落空，你的爱临到我们的时候，你的话临到我们的时候，我们有一个很正确的回应。求主帮助我们的思想，求主更是光照我们的心灵，求主在我们心里面的心处除去我们里面一切的拦阻，让我们从今天开始思想，是不是要答应你的呼召。求主垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。